Oil-rich Persian Gulf states of Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates have each pledged $4 billion of aid to Egypt during Sharm el-Sheikh Economic Conference this week. Based on the agreements, $3 billion will be deposited in Egypt's central bank, while the rest will be spent in the form of mutual investments and development funds. Egyptian officials consider the outcome of the conference a success and the proof of Arab commitment towards Egypt.
The Arabs feel that it is not a matter of economic performance. It is national security of the Arab world. They know that if Egypt is in good health, the whole Arab world will be in good health.
Egyptian officials also hail the high-level Western representation of the conference as a form of political endorsements to the military-backed government.
The National Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the European Bank, European representatives, American foreign minister. Then, of course, I expected that this will end with a real good story of success.
Observers see the endorsements as the green light to regional and international companies to invest in Egypt's construction, housing, transportation, and energy sectors. Sisi's critics, however, accuse the government of practicing corrupt policies that only favor the rich, such as the era of longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak.
How can normal citizens benefit from an economy that is mainly controlled by the army? Tens of billions of dollars were already bought by the rich Arabs, and we as citizens have seen nothing of that. We have in fact been suffering from lifting of vital subsidies. It's the same Mubarak corruption.
The Muslim Brotherhood has also accused the Arab kings and emirs of backing Sisi, who has portrayed himself as a leader in the fight against terrorism. According to the Brotherhood, Washington also backed the bloody coup against Morsi to serve the interests of Israel. Millions of poor Egyptians are anxiously awaiting improvements in their deteriorating living conditions. Any other outcome could mean wider outrage on Egyptian streets. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.